People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. Well, it's more real than Freakonomics, but not quite as real as Two Dope Queens, you know? But the big takeaway is this is an enjoyable diversion hastily thrown together by human actors.
Is it, though?
Craig, what are you doing in the corner? Seems you're always lurking somewhere these days.
Sorry, I was watching and waiting.
Well, I'll tuck that behind one of the windows of the Creepy Answer Advent Calendar. Go check on Trisha in the Subordinates Lounge. And now, enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. About 3 years and 2 months-ish ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to record a podcast I record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the town of Hogsface, in the land of Foon.
And that podcast is Sorry I Phased Out for a Second.
That's right. We have decided to rename the podcast Sorry I Phased Out for a Second, Chunt. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I should have written that down. I'm Mundel. I'm going to start over from the beginning. Yes. All right. Sorry I Phased Out there for a minute. A weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before...
I feel like just saying the name, Sorry, Phase Out for a Second, and then having a, I feel like that's an apropos introduction, right?
Oh, that could be, yeah. So I should, from now on, I'm going to start every episode with, Sorry, I Phased Out for a Second.
Perfect.
And then you jump in, because mm-hmm. that's the thing. You got to jump in and, like, save me in that moment.
That'll be a life raft.
Great. And I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Usidore the Wizard.
What? Sorry? Phased out for a second.
Oh, Usidore. That is so on
brand. I am Usidore, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiang Yalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hooksangjis, and I'm known in the northeast as Gasmanius Maystar.
Class anus.
And there may be other secret names. Oh, trust me, friends, if you were to e'er hear these names uttered, why, your very eyeballs would pop out of your head, your ears would fall off of your side head, your mouth and lips would be sewn shut, your nostrils would close, and soon your head would be as round and as smooth as the most polished stone you've ever seen.
I know one of your secret names.
I'm sorry, what?
Who's this small child?
Hey, what's up?
Hey,
I'm Drew.
What's up?
What's up? Are you Usidore?
Yes.
I know one of your secret names.
I doubt it, but if you think you know it, please utter it at your own peril.
I'm part of the Trash Can Kids, and we know you as Pappy Nonsense.
Yeah. Yes, the Trash Can Kids know me as Pappy Nonsense.
The Trash Can Kids?
Yeah, TKK, baby.
Oh.
I'm here to see if Kid Usidore can come out and play.
Oh, I'm so sorry. The orphan that I was raising, Kid Usidore, who lived in my hat, he's left.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Hey, watch your language. Watch that trash can mouth on this kid.
You're my parents.
I am. I'm Pappy Nonsense.
Fuck you.
Whoa.
More like Usidore. Hey, do me a favor. Can you hold your tongue for a second?
Sure.
And then say you were born on a pirate ship?
I was born on a pirate ship.
Yeah, you were a piece of shit.
Oh.
I know I'm going to die.
Kid, get out of here.
That's my catchphrase.
Shoot, get out of here.
Wait. Are you Arnie Niekamp?
Yeah.
Oh my god. You're a legend.
Oh.
I'm an Arninian.
You're an Arninian?
I practice the religion of Arnie.
Wow.
It is such an honor to meet you, sir. Can I call you A-Train or Arndog?
No, I would prefer neither of those.
Of course, whatever you
want,
sir.
You can call me Arnie, though. That's great.
I have a bracelet here. It says WAD.
WAD?
Yeah, what would Arnie do?
Oh, okay. Well,
just one W?
What?
Just one W?
Meet me under there.
Underwear.
What just made you say underwear? This guy fucking sucks.
Yeah, he does. But hey,
what?
Well, look, kid, I'm sorry. This is a tap. Maybe you should scamper off. I'm glad that I'm the center of your religion, but...
That's all you have to say?
Pretty much.
All right.
I'm sorry, bud.
It's okay. It was nice to meet you, Arndog.
It was nice. Well, hey, don't. It's Arnie.
Okay. Later, sucker.
Well, why are you being so cruel?
Wizards suck. Well, smell you later.
Get out of here, kid. Get out of here, kid.
Chunt, why did you let that child talk to me in that way?
I know. You were just dead silent that whole time.
Sorry, phase out for a second.
Yeah.
What manner of perverted fuckery is this?
Activia?
What have you done to the wall? What have you done to the whole fucking place?
Some introductions are in order. Activia, it's so...
This is Activia?
Yes, Activia Barleyfoot.
Everyone, sit down.
Oh, all right.
You sit more down.
I can move this chair.
You're a stranger. I need you to sit lower to the floor.
Okay, I'll move the chair. I'll sit on the floor.
Lay on the ground.
Lay down.
If I lay on the ground, I won't be able to get back up.
That's the point.
Okay,
I can tell you have weak knees.
I do, and
sit down. Chunt.
Yes.
Bien Yalik, you have some explaining to do.
Well, you see, the thing is, about 3 years ago, Arnie fell through a magical portal here into our world, Foon.
Sure, that tracks.
And he started a podcast. That's what all of these magical implements here on the table are.
A what?
It's sort of a... Imagine a theatrical show.
Oh, I like them.
That you cannot see, but only hear.
That's very stupid.
I agree. But we send it back to the world that he comes from in hopes that someone will find him and take him away from here.
It's like, what if you could monetize a conversation?
You cannot speak yet. Monetize the floor.
Okay, fair.
Chunt, your turn.
We thought you lost to the Falsetto Marauders, and we sent a party looking for you.
You thought I what? You thought I was lost?
We thought the Falsetto Marauders ran off with you and that you were lost.
No, I ran off with them.
You weren't kidnapped?
Hell no! Do I look like a woman who could be kidnapped? I'm 8 feet tall.
You're very tall.
Who's gonna kidnap me?
You're much more intimidating than I would have guessed.
And your post-game is incredible.
Thank you so much. I've been working on it. Now look, I ran off with them because I met a man I loved.
Oh.
His name was Chris Sandwich.
That's a great...
Work out.
Oh.
All right. Much as I loved him, he couldn't handle me.
Oh, I'm sorry. What happened?
He just kept making sandwiches and I don't like them.
Activia, to be fair, his name is Chris Sandwich.
Is that the guy whose dad's name is Man?
Man Sandwich?
Oh, I'm thinking of Man-Witch. I'm sorry, I didn't know.
That's
where.
A totally different... come on.
I haven't given you permission to speak yet.
Okay, fair.
Look, I ran off with them. We killed a load of sheep. We smacked a bunch of babies.
That's fair.
And when I'd had my fill of that, I said, I want something more. So I went on a killing spree.
I'm so sorry.
A killing spree.
Mm-hmm.
I've killed more people than you've ever met.
That doesn't seem like it's mathematical.
Well, get with it, because it is.
Okay.
Is that collectively?
And then I come back to try and reclaim what's mine. They see a tavern and I find it populated with perverts and idiots.
Well, that's true.
Well, to be fair, Arnie's both.
I'm more idiot than pervert.
All right, now I'm interested. You can speak.
Hey, I'm just a man from another world, and I love this tavern, your father's tavern.
Is that why there's some kind of a mechanical chariot crashed through it?
Well, there was a zombie attack here in the tavern, and to save Chunt Usador's life, I did have to drive my mechanical chariot through the wall, and I keep meaning to push it back out into the woods. I'm sorry about that.
In our defense, it was our idea to raise the dead.
What are you doing raising the dead? My whole mission in life is to kill people so I don't have to look at their face anymore, and here you go bringing them back.
Well, we were trying to talk to them to get information. But Activia, I must be the bearer of some bad news. Thine own father has gone out on a quest seeking thee and has not returned for quite a while.
It's been a while. Yeah. He went off to try to save you, somewhere in season one.
How could you let him do that? You know he has no sense of direction. You ever seen him try to just turn in a circle? He goes in a square.
I hate that. It's the worst. Because you're like, it seems so easy not to do the hard right turns.
Yeah. He's all angles.
Yes. You think he's going to do a donut and then he does a toast.
You can't send him out alone. You didn't do that, did you? Did you send him with somebody?
Oh, no. We sent him out with a group of travelers. Yeah. And
where are they?
They came back.
Yeah.
They came back without him.
Sons. Yeah, dad. Yes.
So
yes.
You've killed my father.
Well, I don't know. About
look,
that.
Look, oh wait, look at this parchment. Look at this scroll. I have a list of things that we're trying to accomplish. Defeat the void, defeat the Dark Lord, make Hogsface better. Season 2 of Offices and Bosses, which we're already midway
what's,
through.
What's that bit?
Oh,
season 2 of what?
It's a spin-off podcast that
another
we're doing.
Another fucking podcast.
Oh, sorry.
Don't
sorry.
You think what you if you leave
it's a little space? It's a little different. You can only get it on Stitcher Premium.
Is it just you guys on it?
No, then we also have guests on there.
You don't think you want to leave space in the landscape for some new voices to come in?
Well, we should do that.
Yeah. Gosh, I'm really trying to think if it's worth trying to explain what a paywall is. No.
Try me.
Oh, boy.
Is it a wall you go up to and you have to give a troll money or else he bludgeons you with a ham hock?
No, here's the thing. There is a troll in front of a wall, but there's just really delightful things on the other side of that wall. You don't have to go to the other side of that wall, but if you do want to go to the other side of that wall for, like, extra chit-chats and stuff, you have to pay the troll a little bit.
Who's the troll?
Who's the troll? I'm trying to think of an answer that won't sound bad.
This doesn't make good business sense, all right?
Well, we're trying it out.
When I was with the Falsetto Marauders, after my love explosion exploded, we decided that I would be their accountant, all right? And I became the primary business person. Mm-hmm. Then I took them over. Then I became their king. Then I killed all of them.
Oh.
And now I've been on a rampage.
You killed all the Falsetto Marauders?
I did. Well, it's a version of killing, actually. Because I did love them, so I did my version of killing. I shushed them.
Oh. Shushed them? How does that work?
You know how the one thing that makes most men the angriest in the world is if you tell them to be quiet?
Yeah.
That's what I did to all those blokes.
Oh.
They're as good as dead.
Basically, you ever been standing listening to like a music performance and behind you there's a bloke just, I saw them in 96. Back then they didn't used to have a single. They only had the one EP. No one liked it, but I like it. I turn around and I go, shh. And they melt into their boot soles.
Oh, verbally castrate them.
That's what I did, and I did it all over Foon. I'm the most feared woman in Foon for my shushing.
Oh.
Well, if you're so terribly feared, I suppose you could go anywhere and do anything you want as the king of what's left of the Falsetto Marauders.
Yeah.
But yet you've come back here.
It's my birthright. This is my tavern.
Your family tavern.
And you've destroyed it.
Well, we've messed it up a little bit.
Look, we've been so busy trying to make Hogsface better that we have kind of haven't had the time for upkeep on the tavern that we could or should.
Isn't that just like a bunch of men just not having any regard for the aesthetics of the environment you're sitting in, where you're running your business out of?
That's true. Now that I think about it, I don't think we've done the dishes in this tavern for like 2 years.
Oh, is that what that smell is?
Probably. I mean, that smell could be a lot of things.
I thought it was my old boyfriend, Chris Sandwich, coming here to make a garbage sandwich.
Oh. It does kind of smell like a Chris Sandwich in here.
Mmm, Chris Sandwich?
Yeah.
Can I get that before 10 a.m.?
You can only get it before 10 a.m.
Activia, just so you know, and I don't want to tell you your business, but recently Arnie made a decree that he's going to try and prevent any killing, so whatever you need to do to us, we're happy to oblige you. This is your place.
Yeah,
we're just guests.
I know.
If you have to go on a spree, maybe something besides a queuing spree, like a...
Like what?
I don't know. Maybe just like a hugging spree or...
A hugging spree.
Okay, or maybe something more intimidating. Maybe just like a scowing spree, where you scowl at people.
What, a scowl?
Yeah.
Scowling at them, what does that do?
Like, oh, just, it
scares them. Does it end
them.
Their life?
Think of it, no. Here's the thing. I'm really trying to start a new thing in Hogsface, which is no one dies.
Oh, that sucks. This guy right here, I'm going to kill him right
no,
now.
No, no,
just
no, no, no. Hey, whoa, whoa, whoa. Hey, don't, hey, is there anything I can do to get you to put that knife away and not kill this guy?
This guy has to say one nice compliment about me, and it can't be physical.
Oh, hey. Shit, Arnie, it's the one angry man from... From when Jin Lee gave you the trial. That angry man's probably not going to say something
Why
nice.
Are they pointing this knife at
me? Hey, angry man.
Yeah?
Hey, why don't you just say one nice, sincere, nice thing about Activia Barleyfoot, the woman who now owns the Vermilion Minotaur in the absence of her father?
Well, I think you're very intimidating and tall.
I said it can't be physical.
Oh.
Whoa. I'm going to kill him.
No. Hey, you know what? Let's give him a second chance. Hey, one angry man, can you...
My name is Horace.
Hey, Horace, can you say one non-physical compliment about Activia? Keep in mind, she has a knife.
This knife came from my boot. You know what's in my bra? A machete.
I don't know you very well, but I really like the way you have redecorated the tavern.
What? I did.
You're the owner. That's what they said, right? You own the tavern?
Yeah, I do own it. Yeah. You like the way this looks, then?
Yeah, I like this, like, open concept thing you got going on.
Yeah, that's what it is. So you can be in the kitchen, but you can look through to your guests in the salon.
Yeah, exactly. I like that.
Yeah. I did that. That's right. So you come here a lot because you like the aesthetic, huh?
Yeah, and I think you have pretty eyes.
No.
Well, he's been stabbed, so he's... passed out.
Okay.
I'll hit him with a healing rock.
All right, I'm at a crossroads here. I'm at a quandary. I got something stuck in my craw.
Oh.
Other sayings. That bloke, he likes the way this place looks, even though I think it looks stupid. Maybe you all are good for something. All right, I was going to come back here and bring what's left of my thieving friends and have them try and redecorate the place, but have you ever seen thieves redecorate?
No, what do they redecorate with?
Just... you know, mallets and billy clubs and those black masks they wear.
Weapons. They decorate with weapons.
That's all they have.
It's a lot of smashing.
I don't know if that's the look we want to go for, because you guys have already smashed it up.
We have smashed this place up pretty good. Over there is where Crom the Fingarian killed a bunch of people a long time ago before our no one dies policy.
Oh, so you let him kill? Yeah, this is sexist. You let some bloke come in here and kill a load of people, but you won't let me kill a load of people. What is going on with that?
Well, a load of people have been killed by women around here, too.
What women? Name two women.
Well, 52 sacks of sentient flour killed a fucking philosophy guy and Fleek, the guy who used to sell his teeth over there.
All right, that's one woman.
And then Tanakin the Pinglet, she killed a bunch of orc. Well, did she kill anybody during that battle? Maybe not.
Yes.
Oh, just for fun.
She killed a lot of patrons that day.
Oh.
A terrible, dark day that we almost set out upon mine quest and then were sidetracked by the appearance of the Dark Lord himself.
So, you know, it's been an equal opportunity killing her. Well, maybe not equal, but, you know, we're working our way towards it being that way.
It feels like there's a loose thatch ceiling.
Nate, I've never really looked up at the ceiling.
It feels like I can see through it, but I can't get through.
Oh.
You just put this thatch ceiling up there, so I can't kill the people I want to kill.
I just realized that's a metaphor. I was literally looking at the ceiling.
Well, we need to let her break through that thatch ceiling.
Okay, but then it's going to rain.
I'm not tracking anymore. Is it still the thing I was doing, or are we on a new thing?
I think it started as a metaphor, turned literal, and it's slowly becoming a different metaphor again.
And you talk for a living?
I mean, look, living is a strong word.
Oh, I assume the only reason anybody did these podcasts is that you made loads of cold coins out of them.
I mean, loads?
Do you have any sponsors? What's going on there?
Well, we do have sponsors. In fact, you know what? Let's take a quick break. Let's refresh our drinks, and we'll listen from our sponsors, and we'll have more with Activia after this.
Oh, he's bleeding out.
So, Activia, before you get back to your sort of murderous rage, I would really love to hear more about your time away.
All right, I'm cooled down now.
Yeah.
I'm a bit cooled down. You got me for a minute.
Okay, great. Yeah, you know what? When I first got here, Otok, your father, would just talk about his lovely daughter who he was worried about, who he said had run off, or I guess I assume was abducted by the Falsetto Marauders.
Yeah, do you see how your implicit bias works? You believed it because I'm a woman, and because he said I'm delicate or whatever, my lovely daughter, you assume I was taken away as opposed to having my own free will.
No, I'm seeing the how wrong I was. Like, you ran off with the Falsetto Marauders yourself.
I did. I sought them out. They came into the tavern one night. they were gonna, I don't know, kill a bunch of sheep or smack a bunch of people's babies. I don't know what their plan was that night. And I sought them out and I said, you look like right blokes. I like your leather pants. And we set out on the road together.
And you were like, killing sheep, smacking babies, that's a life for me.
That's what we do. Why there's so many sheep? We don't need all them.
That's true.
It's not that cold.
Yeah. So what was it like running away from your home and your whole life to just run off with a gang of toughs?
Oh, it was heaven. It was heaven. Oh, mate. You ever dreamed of a life on the road, you know, just stopping at different pit stops and whatnot, grabbing snacks as you go?
Oh, I like snacks.
I love snacks. We have something in common, I guess.
Yeah. See, we're not so different.
Oh, hold on. You're getting a little too familiar then.
Oh, sorry.
No, see, you've formed a common bond here. Arnold's become a dear friend of ours. As much as we're a dear friend to your father and to your entire family, Arnold has become a staple of the Vermilion Minotaur, and...
Well, do you vouch for him, then?
I do. Arnold is my friend, and I shall stand by his side till the bitter end.
Yeah, what? For almost 3 years, I have used this very table to record my podcast every week, and I have been staying in the nicest room in the tavern.
And you talk to people like you're talking to me now.
Yeah, every week we have different guests, people from around Hog's Face and Foon, and just kind of learn what their deal is.
Well, I bet my story is the most interesting out of all of them.
I mean, sure.
You interviewed all those people. Interview me.
Okay, absolutely. Absolutely. So, Activia. What?
Don't say what's next.
What's up with you these days?
What's up? I'm back to get the tavern. No, ask me a real question, like an investigative journalist type question.
Okay, well, what are you hiding?
Well, I guess when I was out on the road, truth be told, I didn't always have the best sense of direction.
Oh, when I like was the, father, like daughter.
Yeah, that's what they said. They made fun of me for certain marauders they did, because I was meant to be their king, but I kept getting us turned around.
That's going to be tough for the people who are following you, because if you're just turning around in like a tight circle or square, like they got to go way around to follow you.
Yeah, it's like I was doing a hairpin and they were like the outer of like a fan, you know, or something. It was bad.
And Activia, tell us about when you met Chris Sandwich.
You're going to make me go there, are you?
Was it Wove, True Wove?
I thought it was.
Did you discuss marriage?
We did. We talked about sweet marriage. I loved him so much, but he made me. He wanted me to. I'm not crying.
Oh, sure, no.
Did he want you to stop killing?
He did.
Stop smacking babies and killing sheep?
He did.
Did he want to get out of the life?
He did. He was trying to go straight. He wanted to start a laundry
service. And you can't go straight. You can only go around in circles.
I can literally only turn around.
Yeah.
But you have to admit that he was trying to be honest with you. He was an open-faced sandwich.
But who likes them? You can't even hold them.
Yeah, they're the worst.
You can't hold an open-faced sandwich. You need a knife and fork. And the man I love, I don't need sharp implements to pull us together.
Yeah. So what made you decide to come back?
Being with the Fossetto Marauders for like the first 9 months was the happiest I'd ever been.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I had a purpose. And then when that all went to shite, I thought, what's the second happiest place I've ever been? And that place was the only other place I'd ever been. This place.
Yeah. You know, Activia, I kind of know how you feel. When I was your age, I'd only lived with my family in Ohio my whole life. And I was like, I've got to get as far away from Ohio as possible. And so I went very far away. And then I was like, this is too far. You know what? I'm going to find a place that's just a little bit far away from Ohio. Like, maybe there's like a place like between the Hog's Face and wherever you ran off to.
Are you suggesting I don't stay here?
Oh.
In my tavern?
Well, we assumed you want to leave the tavern in our good care and be free to go wherever you like. You could settle down in Skur. You could go out and look for your father. Your father was very concerned about your welfare.
Yeah, and Yalik, you're starting to pull in my father's name a lot, like you're trying to get him in good graces, convince me of something I shouldn't be doing.
Well, no, I know. I just want you to know that he loves you very much and was very good. Though he may have led us down an incorrect path about what happened to you,
You're good at magic. You're bad at lying.
Well, how dare you?
Hey,
he's
how
not
dare
good
you?
At magic?
He's, yes, he's bad at both.
Well,
good to see nothing's changed. I thought maybe you'd taken a lesson.
Damn.
Chuck, what are you damning about? You're sweating like a... Well, what are you right now?
I'm a badger, but...
You don't look like it. You're so wet. I thought you were a sea otter.
You are sweating like
Why are you
crazy.
Sweating so much?
Just because I'm cracking open clams on my tummy doesn't mean I'm a sea otter.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell.
I'm
saying.
Just flop sweat. I'm nervous.
Look.
She's very intimidating.
She's very intimidating. She's so
she's
tall.
She's 8 foot tall. She has a machete in her bra.
I
know. That's got to be... Are there ever accidents?
Every day.
Oh, no.
It makes
no.
me stronger.
Yeah.
You know, the machete in your bra, if it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger. That's what they say here in food.
Yeah.
It's an old saying. Very popular.
Yeah.
But I feel like you're starting to try and pull something.
No, pull some dead sheep's wool over my eyes. No.
I'm just saying that if you wanted to go to Gratax or Skur or go look for your father.
Gratax?
Yeah.
Everyone in Gratax wears loose pants.
That's right.
So you can't see the outline of their genitals.
It's
makes
reckless.
Perfect sense.
It's reckless. Things could fall down in there. There's idiots there.
You could be a trendsetter. You could wear your leather pants there.
How dare you?
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 I find loose pants very comfortable.
Shit.
I'm being shushed, right?
He's shrinking.
Usador.
Oh, this is very powerful.
I'm sorry. I just need you to, you know, there's something going on, and so it'd be nice if you could just to respect what's happening.
Could we do that, Usador? I would love to be able to do that.
I've been honing that skill a long time.
What is the secret to what's your secret?
You got a mum where you come from.
Yeah.
Just imagine her doing it.
Okay.
And that reduces most men to rubble.
Sure.
Is that what are you doing? You trying to do it to me?
Oh, no, I'm just doing it in general. I guess I should pick a person.
Do you regularly, workshop noises on your podcast? Or?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, about 80% of this show is just random words and noises.
Activia, listen, I think, you know, not to defend him, I feel like Usador had a bit of a point in terms, maybe you go to Gratax. There's no podcast in Gratax, so maybe you start your own podcast.
Start a podcast in loose pants Gratax? That's the second daftest idea I heard today, and the first one was go to loose pants Gratax. No, forget this. I'm done with all of you. As I say in my language, young stain, I want you all to get out. This is my tavern. My father left it to me, and if anyone's gonna smash it to bits, it's gonna be me!
Oh.
Oh. Well, actually, it's gonna be me.
Get out!
Okay, all right, great. We'll get out.
Okay.
We'll get out. I'll just be back next week.
And never come back! I'm smashing all your little knobbly bits.
No. I've got my knobbly bits. Do not smash any version of what my knobbly bits might be.
Take them with you, then.
Okay. Hey, all right. Maybe, you know what? I'll let you cool down. Maybe I'll come back.
Never! What don't you understand? You, never! You're a stranger! You're lucky I've given you this much time! Chunt, I've known you a long time, but you're on thin ice, my friend. So go turn your ass into something that knows how to skate!
Oh.
Yes, ma'am.
Damn.
What are you damning about?
I mean, it was good, I gotta say.
You don't get to damn!
Okay, fine.
You've been damned! You should all wake the fuck up! You're out, too!
What?
You're like an uncle to me, but you're an uncle that I want to punch in the face and then send to a prison for doing something naughty. So get out!
Pretty normal uncle stuff. Let's get out of here.
Oh, dang.
What are you danging about? Everyone, get out! Customers, too. Everyone out.
Customers.
Everyone.
That's no kind of business model.
Get out! Let's just go.
Let's just go. Okay. Grab your stuff. Just help me. I'll get some of this.
Okay,
you,
great.
Out. Who are you? Get out! This is mine now! This is mine now!
We'll just go through the front door.
No more that ceiling! No more that ceiling! Killings of wee day!
Okay, all right, well, that's okay. We'll be cool. The podcast will be fine. Hey, you said on chat, why don't we just do emails here? It's just on this nice patch of ground in front of the tavern.
Yeah, you could just put your laptop there
okay,
on top of that barrel.
Great. Okay, this is not as stable as I would prefer, but okay. Hey, you know, if you want, you can email me at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a his real email address. Anyway, I got this one email. It says, Arnie, in episode 68 and another previous episode I don't care to find, you said dinosaurs were just boring dragons. I just wanted to let you know that you are wrong, and dinosaurs and dragons are equally interesting. Dinosaurs are very diverse and interesting.
I think, well, personally, I think dragons are great conversationalists, and I think that dinosaurs are wonderful chefs.
Yeah. God damn it. Ever since we left the tavern, this podcast has gone to shit.
What?
No, this podcast. Oh,
it was just a few seconds ago.
No, I know we've only been out of the tavern for a couple minutes, but this is like the worst minute of this podcast that we've ever done.
That's a very low bar to get under, but
I gotta find a better email. Chun, do you have anything better?
I have one kind of.
And take your dirty dishes! All of them! No one eats in my tavern ever again!
This is from Travis Bender. This is to chunt@gmail.com. That's chunt with six T's. Ringtones. Is there any way we can get the show theme or any of the other awesome songs from the show in ringtone form?
I don't know. We got a lot going on, man.
Are you all right?
We just got kicked out of our home. Like, where am I going to sleep? Where am I going to do this podcast?
That can wait. Somebody wants ringtones. Okay. Can we figure that out first and then we'll find you a place to live and sleep?
I don't know. I mean, can people make their own ringtones? Like, do people... Is that even a thing anymore?
Let's not promote that.
What are ringtones?
It's just...
It's like the shade of a color that a ring takes, like a mood ring?
I guess. Sort of like if someone knocked on your door, it would just make a special sound. If you're like, you know what? I wish every time someone came and knocking on my door, it played Seven Dragons and a Baby or something like that.
We can stay at my house on top of the hill for a while because when you knock on my door, it makes all different sorts of sounds depending on who's knocking.
Really? What would it? I mean, I've never been to your place, but what would it sound like?
Yes,
if
I know you've never been, though I've invited you several times.
That's at the top of a hill.
Yeah. I offered to make you dinner, though. You love food.
I do love food.
I was going to... bake you a bird's chest.
Oh, that sounds...
Just the front.
Ugh.
You know, you just cut off the rest of the bird and just serve the front.
Guys, this is the worst couple minutes we've ever done.
I don't think so.
It's weird to be doing it on our feet. I mean, oh shit, we forgot Chess Trinkborn.
Oh, he's still inside.
Should I go back and get him?
I think she's gonna kill you. But he does love the podcast. He doesn't want to miss an ep.
Let me go. Hey, Octavia, do you mind if can we get the chest that's at the table there?
The what?
The chest?
Don't talk about
the trunk.
Describe it for me.
Careful about how you describe chest.
Tell me exactly
and trunk.
What's both. In it.
There's a machete in there.
It's mine now. I'm keeping it.
Damn, it didn't work.
Okay. We need an escape plan for Chest Drunk.
Yeah.
We need to find Otak.
Yes.
We need to start season two of Offices and Bosses.
Well, we've started season two of Offices and Bosses. We need to finish season two of Offices and Bosses. Depending on when this comes out, maybe we have already finished season two of Offices and Bosses.
We need to defeat the Dark Lord.
I gotta get home.
After we defeat the Void, we need to get Arnold home. Mm-hmm. We need to make sure that Chunt finds true love.
And we need to put together the biggest heist this world has ever seen.
We need to put together the biggest heist this world has ever seen.
We always forget about that.
Yeah.
And I, of course, must get a new interior decorator to refurbish my hat.
And I've been thinking about writing a children's book.
Are you all standing around planning your business?
No. Here.
Stand 50 feet away.
Yeah,
stand
here.
50 feet.
This
is more than I've walked the whole time I've been here.
Kneel
guys.
Down behind this fence right here.
Kneeling? Oh, it's so bad for my knees.
Holy shit. Arnie. Hey. Arnie. A-Train.
Fucking trash kid.
That's right. It's me.
Yes.
What do you want?
Oh, I just saw that you guys were outside, and I've never seen you outside.
Fuck off, Drew.
Fuck off, Drew.
What?
You were a total prick to us earlier.
Arndog, you're like a god to me, and you're
don't
telling me to fuck
me
up.
Don't call me Arndog.
You found the Lunar Sword. Me and my gang, we worship you. Yeah. Are you really telling me to fuck off?
Yeah, and so is Chunt.
Say it, Chunt.
Chunt?
He's not saying anything.
Chunt, say something.
He's being passive.
Chunt, I wish you had the energy and conviction of a young Drew.
I feel really let down. Be careful who you worship, huh?
Yeah.
Well, bye forever.
Bye, Drew.
I guess I'm going to go back to my mansion over there with all those extra rooms.
Oh, wow. Oh no.
Yeah, but then we got to talk to this kid.
He is sort of a prick, isn't he?
Isidore, let's make each other a promise. We will not let Drew become a recurring character on this podcast.
I'm the best!
Sir, aren't you supposed to be doing the credits right now?
You know, I can't pull myself away from these bee videos. How about you two take them and my potential absence will trigger public demand? Like Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Craig, hey Craig, while he's gone, we should snoop around and try to find weapons or something, right?
Oh, I'm way ahead of you. I'll be back.
Okay, well, I guess that means I'm doing the credits. Well, good, because I, for one, don't hear enough credit happening in these credits lately. Usador was played by Matt Young, who often doesn't get enough credit as the supportive glue of this trio. If you really listen, it's Matt who's furthering the action by giving the guests the space to truly play along. And I think that that inclusive team player quality is something we need more often in people. Chunt was played by Adil Rafai, who not only has an insanely incredible reference level for so many varied subject matters, he's also just plain funny, which often doesn't go hand in hand. So how wonderful is that? Activia Barleyfoot was played by special guest Tawny Newsome. Oh, I really liked her in this. She seems so real. Like, I bet we would be friends in real life, you know? Tawny is the new co-host of the podcast Yo, Is This Racist? And look out for her and Alex Kleiner's new songwriting podcast, The Supergroup, which will be on Stitcher Premium in July. Oh, and you can check out tawnynewsome.com/tour for all of her live show dates. Craig, any luck?
In a way. I think you'll see in time. Oh, but please, continue with the credits.
Okay, Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by the creative powerhouse trio of Arnie Niekamp, Ryan DeGiorgi, and Evan Jackover. This episode edited by Ryan DeGiorgi. What can't that guy do? Would you like to see Magic Tavern live? I mean, who wouldn't? Don't forget, they're doing two live shows in Indianapolis in August. They can't announce the guests yet, but they're really good ones. Get more info at hellofromthemagictavern.com and click the live shows tab. Hey, Craig, am I forgetting anything else? I feel like there's more stuff.
Music by Andy Poland, logo by Allard Laban, additional audio effects by Jason Knox, production assistance by Garrett Schultz. This week's Offices and Bosses features Drip Fang the Necromancer. If you're not a Stitcher Premium subscriber, you can get a free month and listen for free at stitcherpremium.com/magic and use the code MAGIC. Here's a clip from that show.
You've pre-rolled a character, I see.
Ah, yes. I've brought my statistics and attributes for you to partake in.
What is this written on? This is a leathery...
It's skin.
Skin.
Oh. I took skin of someone that I murdered brutally, and I cured it, and I wrote with their blood everything that you need to know about my character.
Ooh. Oh, it's
with their blood.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, use every part of the murder victim, I always say.
Well, I appreciate that at least you are, not being wasteful.
If I may be evil, but I am not wasteful.
As much as I despise you, I can't help but respect you.
Oh, we could have been friends in another life, but in this one, we are mortal enemies. Your hat looks great, by the way.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Intoxicating. Visit us at hellofromthemagictavern.com or on Facebook or Twitter. Thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op, and thanks to Earwolf.
Craig, can I just say, lately you've been carrying yourself with a lot more confidence, and I think it really works for you.
Thank you, Trisha. You know, you could almost say I'm a whole new man.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but whatever.
Hello, welcome back to 8 Feet Tall and Rising. This is a podcast about different kinds of double-decker sandwiches. Sometimes they're triple-decker. I don't know if I'm doing this right. I had to learn. Those guys are just twisting knobs and talking about bollocks. Sandwiches, so you can put all kinds of things in them. Let's see what our guest stuffs in his.
I usually fill mine with some amount of...
You don't get to be on this one.
Damn it!
Dude, just go start your own.
I'm gonna die alone.
No, just go. Look, there's a lot of doors that are gonna close in this business. You gotta go blast your own window.
I never thought about it like that.
You got representation?